Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the In the Know call. It's been about 2 weeks since we've actually talked. We have a lot to cover, a lot of good things that happened over the last couple of weeks. First and foremost, for anybody that's new out there, welcome again. I'm Walter McFashion, Manager of Customer Support. And we do this call every first and third Tuesday of the month just to go over the issues, questions that support's getting, that we think you in the field may be getting, and we just want to provide you with the answers that you can then spread to your downline so that everybody is in the know together. I got a couple things I do want to go over before we jump into the issues. So I'm going to talk about some bugs, or a lot of bugs that got fixed over the last couple of weeks. Then we're going to talk about some of the system enhancements that I'm sure all of you have seen if you've been sending your Christmas cards. And we'll talk about some non-ITS stuff first. First and foremost, I just want to say, again, congratulations to you 8 people out there that are the winners of our 2000 Holiday Bonus Challenge. That would be Matt Sherb, Kathy Peterson, Brian Perez, Lisa Joyen, Brenda and Michael Sanchez, Willie Diefenbach-Jones, Darla DeGrandi, and Chip Markell. Just want to say congratulations, well done, and thanks for inspiring everybody else. Now let's talk about some bugs that have been fixed in the last couple of weeks. So you guys, if you've been out there, you've been using the system, you know that we've been having some system slowness issue. Just a reminder that it is the holidays. We have a lot of traffic going on the site. Everybody trying to get their Christmas cards out, which is a good thing, but it has caused some slight system slowness, in some cases, system going down for a couple of minutes. But we jump right on those as soon as we find the problem, and IT actually gets things back up and running as quickly as possible. The biggest thing has been with the slowness, in particular with images loading very, very slow, taking like up to minutes sometimes. So I think you'll see that that has improved greatly. Images are loading within a couple of seconds, so there shouldn't be any cause for delay in sending cards. Other things that we fixed over the last couple of weeks, send delay problems. So we did have an issue with if you're sending a card or a campaign and you use the send delay option of you want to send it on a specific date, if you pick within a 7-day period of when you're sending the card, let's say today is December 18th and I want the cards to go out on, let's say, December 21st, the system was thinking that, oh, I want it to go on December 21st. That's when I want it to arrive. Don't have enough time to send it there or to get it there in that time. So it was delaying the cars to send until 2019 of December of next year. So we fixed that problem. Our IT team went in and scrubbed the system of any cars that may have been delayed because of that problem, and those have been sent. So you should not see that issue anymore. Cars are being sent, and cars that you now schedule will be sent out as you want them to be. Site outages, I mentioned, you know, we jump on those as quickly as possible. Random logout issues. You may have been into the site and randomly been logged out or found it a little difficult to get logged in, but I think that that has been resolved. White screen, some of you have may have encountered in the past 2 weeks. When you're sending a card or campaign, you go pick the relationship or pick the contact from a relationship manager, and you go to send, and you get a white screen. What we found was the big issue was that some of the contacts you picked had incorrect addresses, actually had incomplete addresses, so missing actual street address, city, state, or something. Correcting that actually, correcting the addresses actually had the helped the cars to get out. But our IT has fixed that. You should now get a warning if there is an address issue so you're not confused as to what's going on. We had duplicate PIDs sitting in card history. So you may have gone to your card history and seen a card you sent to someone and then just below it, a duplicate of that, same PID, same card, same person. We scrubbed the system so that's been fixed. You should not see that anymore. For you Droid and iOS app users, we did have an issue with photos being stretched. That's been resolved, so anything you use, any photos you use and put on your cart now should look just fine. If not, definitely let me know. We had an issue with the contacts not displaying correctly. I think they were saying it's undefined when you look at them on the order confirmation screen. So that's been corrected, so everything looks great. Issue of people not being able to see custom cards. So you create a custom card, you go back to the card catalog page, look for the category of custom card, and nothing there. That's been fixed. That was just a caching issue. So everything should be visible to you. And lastly, we improved the import process. So on the import page, it did say that you could have the option to drag and drop a file onto the page, but that wasn't working. But that is working now, so it just makes it easier to go through your import process. So those are the major fixes for the week, or for the last couple weeks. Let's talk about some enhancements. Most of you should have seen, again, if you're sending your holiday cards, is, first of all, the address validation process. So we put into place where our system is validating addresses. If there's a problem with the address, and this is in particular to Canada or U.S. addresses, the system will flag it in card history. Your card will show as pending, and you'll see where you can now go click on the recipient address in card history, and you can either update the address or you can say, no, this is a correct address in any way. So you have the option to override if you think it's correct to get those cards out. Let's see, what else? Our export process has changed a little. So if you are exporting your contacts, we now email the spreadsheets to you. That's just to make it easier for the system to process. It doesn't bog down the system with our site with those trying to process and get to people. So we send those to you in the background, so everything else in the foreground, making cards is still the priority. What else? We talked about card history. Relationship manager, if you go to a relationship manager, you'll see it has a little bit of a different look when you go to edit a contact. Now the information has it's a cleaner look. You can see an all-in-one page where you can go edit the address, edit their main information, and I think more importantly to me, where you can easily see what groups they're in and add them and take them out of groups all in one page. So you don't have to just fumble around and figure out where to go. It's a lot easier to use. And one other big issue we did have last week that we got resolved, we had an issue where we had a system glitch where there was about 1,800 cards that were previously canceled. They got put back into the system, put back into everyone's accounts. And in some cases, the account got charged either points or expense or credit card. In some cases, the cards were sent, and we're talking cards and or cards with gifts. Some cases they were sent. We actually caught about 1,000 of the 1,800, so that's good news. Anybody that was impacted by this, it was only 400 accounts. We notified with an email on what the situation was, what happened. They also got a rejection notification where we actually rejected the PIDs for those cards or cards and gifts that went out so everyone could be properly refunded. So they should have got an email, a notification, and also as kind of compensation for this, for every card that did get impacted by this or was involved in this, we gave the person a free token or a free loyalty rewards point so they can send a free card, not postage not included, on us. So just kind of as a sorry that happened, we caught it, and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again, but here's a free card on us. So hopefully everybody got those messages. That should. If anyone has any questions, they can definitely contact support, and we can answer any questions that you may have about that. And let's see. Finally, coming up, also non-ITS issues. Pinnacle Cars, including support, is going to be closed from starting next Saturday. So December 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and of course the 25th, we will be closed. Nice long 4-day Christmas holiday. And we'll be back on the 26th to serve you. And then we will, on New Year's Eve, December 31st, support will be operating from 7 to 4. And of course, closed on the 1st and back to serve you on the 2nd. I'll be here on my birthday just for you on January 2nd. And other than that, I think that's all the main issues. You still have a little bit of time to send out the Human Touch for only 2 cents. We got about another 2 weeks of that happening. And reminder too, January 1st, our points system is going to change. So we're going to increase our price of points per card. So anything that's a 2-point or 3-point card is going to go up to 5 points. And we've been making people aware of that in the system for quite a while. So just a reminder, that's happening. We're less than 2 weeks away on that, or about 2 weeks away. And we'll make sure to get more communication out on that next week before it actually hits. And I think that's all we have to cover for this time frame. It's all the major issues. If you have anything else that's going on out there, let me know. Send me an email to Walter. Well, no. Hold on. Let me not give you that email. Let's do the right one. It's wmcfashion@sinocars.com. Let me know what's going on. And other than that, I think we're good. We will talk again, not for another, let's see. Next time we will meet will be on December 8th because of all the holidays going on. So January 8th is when our next NNL call will be. So please join me for that. We'll send out some reminders just to remind you what's going on. We have a lot of new stuff coming for you next year, and we'll have some definite updates for you or some new announcements for you. Other than that, guys, that's it. Go send your holiday cards. Don't forget to send some Happy New Year's cards after you finish your Christmas cards. And go do some Christmas shopping. Okay, happy holidays. I'll talk to you guys later. Same bat time, same bat channel.